Thank you for staying with us on Consider This. I'm Melissa Edwards with Sherrod Kutten tonight, and here's what we want you to consider this evening. So if you haven't heard yet, Oscar history was made today when the South Korean hit Parasite became the first film not in the English language to win the Academy Award for Best Picture. So this class struggle thriller also won three other awards, including Best International Feature. The Oscar sweep has now put South Korea's cultural policy in the spotlight once again. But what we want you to consider is, was this really a case of cultural policy in South Korea, or was this a case of the quiet genius of one man?
Yeah, Melissa, it's a very, very difficult, question to answer when you learn about the director and his own lineage. You know, his grandfather was a novelist, his father and his siblings are all, major academic figures, intellectuals, and then he himself went to the top university in South Korea and also had a period as an activist and young man who was arrested for throwing a Molotov cocktail, a petrol bomb.
Right.
Now, all that made him as a director, maybe allowed him to think outside the box and create these genre-busting films. And this is not the first of, he's had a 20-year career. So this is the culmination of a lot of hard work and a lot of thought. Cultural policy in South Korea, yes, as well. But, how they come together, it might be much more of alchemy than it is mathematics.
Well, I have to point out something, because I'm not sure whether this is widely known, but a few years ago, not long ago, the director, Bong Joon-ho, he was one of thousands of Korean artists that the government had blacklisted. This was under the regime of then-President Park Geun-hye, and they were excluded from government funds. Now we have President Moon promising 6.5 trillion won for support of the culture, the creative sector. He mentions the success of Parasite, he mentions the success of BTS, this K-wave that's spreading around the world. I think there's something there about South Korea's cultural policy and the way the government is now supporting the arts. I wonder whether there's something to be said about creativity and how it cannot thrive under a system of oppression and needs the kind of support from government for it to become... I mean, Parasite has achieved what it's achieved without the support of the government. In fact, the money that's been showered to the pro-Park, their pro-Park competitors, where are they comparatively?
Well, I mean, I don't personally think that art is really a kind of mathematical formula that you could reverse engineer this and reproduce it in different countries. And I think some people in Malaysia think they can. Mm. But surely all good practices come together to, in a confluence of things that make things possible. They don't guarantee things, right? So the fact that the National Art Gallery is censoring art without sensible reason or in a kind of arbitrary fashion, the fact that poor artists at Anugerah Jawaharlal feel compelled to apologize for something that was pretty much what their remit is, making people think. Mm. Why should they be apologizing? The measure of where the art scene is going to go is how artists respond to all these external kind of pressures on them. And I think let's hope Malaysian artists do as the South Koreans have, use their creativity to fight back.
Wonderful. All right. Well, if you haven't watched Parasite, you really should. In fact, you can view it on Astro First as well as Astro Go on mobile. That's all the time we have for this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me, Sherrod Kutten. We'll be back with you tomorrow night, 10 p.m., another edition of Consider This. Thank you so much for watching, and good night.